Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
When Ireland went into lockdown last March, students in Trinity's film department started to record what was happening to themselves, their friends, their families and their world. Filmed mostly on smartphones, their experiences have been collated in a new documentary premiering today at the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. Titled, Is There Anybody Out There? Young Voices from Inside a Pandemic, the film features 60 student filmmakers from 14 different countries. Drive Time's Della Kilroy spoke to some of the students who took part.
Coronavirus.
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 Chinese virus.
I'm feeling fine. Some days are better than others.
I have coronavirus. And it is scary.
Voices there from some of the 60 student filmmakers from Trinity College, tasked by their lecturer to document their own perspectives of the pandemic. Their stories are featured in a new documentary premiering this week. 24-year-old Jamie Lane from Clare graduated this year. His contribution focused on his own relationship with the news and social media.
Drinking with friends, but only online.
I suppose this time last year, I think I just handed in my dissertation. Could have been on my way home in my mother's car with all of my belongings from student accommodation. So I decided that my own theme, or the thing that I wanted to explore, was our engagement with the consumption of media during this time. For me, that was something that was quite overwhelming, you know, especially at the start of the pandemic. I think we were all guilty of being glued to the news 24/7. Even the release of the daily figures was sort of this strange sort of perverse ritual that everyone engaged in, was glued in. And social media especially. So for myself, I wanted to explore that. And my own, I suppose, maybe unhealthy relationship. For me, it was quite helpful in sort of taking a step back, coming to the realization that some of the habits that I was developing weren't the best for my own mental health. I think at the moment, I'm probably much more disengaged or selective with what I'm consuming and how I engage with social media.
No, I didn't need anything. I just wanted to make you guys aware that I have coronavirus. I just tested positive.
Emma Nichols from Nashville in Tennessee had been living in Ireland while studying. She began filming when she tested positive for COVID-19 back in the US.
So I just woke up. I didn't wake up last night gasping for breath. So I think that's probably a sign that I'm getting at least a little better. I was working at Clada Jewelers and I think I'd been there maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And then I think maybe a day later, they were announcing that they were shutting down the airports and I had to kind of just pack everything up within a day. When I got home, I just thought, oh man, I kind of have a bit of a cough. Like I would have spouts and it would wake me up at night and I'd have to check my blood oxygen. And so I got a test.
What was that process like for you?
You know, if I was having a bad day, I would just film and talk about it. I actually still haven't fully gotten my sense of smell back, and I definitely have residual effects from my asthma, and my mom ended up getting COVID, and she has a lot of heart issues, and we were really worried about that, and we found out that she had cancer, so some of my classes with the time difference are very early, so I have one class that's at 5 a.m. Sometimes I can't be at class because as a caregiver for my mom, sometimes she'll have a bad night from chemo. And between my dissertation, my mom's doctor's appointments, and then my classes, it can change weekly. It's been a big change from where I was last year, definitely.
Producer Justin McGregor is head of film at Trinity College. He came up with the documentary idea for his students.
Again, because we didn't have access to the equipment, so everyone had a smartphone, and I ended up with 61 films, different looks at COVID and how it impacted the world, disconnection from their friends, a concern about like what's next, like where does the world go? And then we got some really strong themes of, you know, families being together, like all at once for the first time in years in some cases, reconnecting with nature, reconnecting with each other and using technology to communicate. So just stopping for a moment and seeing where you are is really important. That really seemed to reemerge in a lot of the films.
For student Mariana Rios Sanchez, with some of her family living in Peru, she focused on their experiences in lockdown.
everything changed. I just started asking people for interviews about what the lockdown was like in their respective country. I was definitely more shocked by the situation in Peru. It was quite strange to think of people not being able to go to work or not being able to go to the shop or even drive their car in the street. And I was feeling it very closely because my dad and my brother were experiencing it as well. We started talking every day. My dad, who's a doctor, he was still driving to work every day. And I asked him to just take some photos and videos of the city. And the footage was quite shocking because roads that had been so busy before were suddenly like empty. There was police and military on the streets. At the same time, you did see a lot of solidarity and awareness of people. And that was quite uplifting at a time when it was a mixed bag and a lot of feelings at the time of uncertainty, I guess.
There was indeed, and that was graduate Mariana Rias Sanchez ending that report from Delacroix.